Welcome to 1800s Tokyo. Since the Tokugawa shogunate took power in 1600, they have introduced strict social order and isolationist foreign policy. Japan has also seen economic prosperity and popular enjoyment of the arts and culture. On your way with your date to a brand new kabuki play, you stop at a cart to pick up some sashimi. You watch in fascination as the vendor embraces the concept of kaizen, the art of pursuing perfection, and slices a sliver of plump, juicy tuna. You dip your sliver in soy and you taste. It tastes like shit. Like really, really rotten. In fact, everything around you smells of shit, and you feel a tug at your kimono, and it's a plump ball of fat with folds and a face. He jumbles his folds and says, "I am New Beppo." He has ruined your date. Today on Sexy Beast, we welcome the chubby little fat man, the rotten, pulsating, rotten little boy, the New Beppo. Here we play the thing.
Well, you got that sexy beast. You're just so sexy.
It's been a while.
Are you a Loch Ness monster? Are you cryptid?
You still don't know the lyrics.
So vampires, banshees,
how do you not know the lyrics?
There's a Wendigo. Hey, come on after me. Who does that fuck said you could laugh at me, smack at me? With a big foot dick you could slap at me, blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a big foot dick.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I cut off.
Anyway, they look, know who we are.
I'm out of the habit too, but let me explain what's going on. Look, welcome to Sexy Beast, your foray into menagerie of the unexplained. The goat's still here.
Oh,
the goat was waiting.
He's very skinny.
This place has been fucking ravaged. The carpet's been eaten up and everything. You really should have given this goat something to eat. Anyway.
No, he only kids.
Ha.
Shut up, go.
Yeah. So every podcast is devoted to a specific creature, cryptid, or monster. We discuss its history, its merits, and using our FECS analysis, we rate and review the beast against other creatures in our premier crypt. And be sure to listen all the way to the end, because we're going to have a reintroduction of Freak Encounters. It's back, where we get your submitted stories about a time you came in contact with something really weird, a mysterious being, most likely a ghost. My name is Tony Cantwell. I am the winner of Pitch.ie's Thierry Henry Award for Fattest Loveliest Hands. And my co-host, as always, he is long, dumb, and full of cum, Mark Jago.
Welcome back, Tony. It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. Back. Want you back. For good.
Good. We talked about it here. We were like, what would we do? What's a good one to come back to?
Yes.
And you were like, what about this big pile of fat?
He's a chubby little fat man.
This adipose tissue that walks around with an awful stench.
Well, and apparently this chap doesn't even have eyes or a mouth. He just kind of folds his fat like a funny belly.
Yeah, and he goes right up the growler.
And, you know, I could see your belly. Do you remember that?
In Extras?
No, it was similar.
Oh, yeah, no. It was
real life.
Yeah, real life. It was
Patrick Stewart.
James Corden, yeah.
James Corden. Well, Patrick Stewart, James Corden was hosting awards, you know, before he was James Corden.
Yeah.
And Patrick Stewart said something like, you know, he said something like, you should bow or you should introduce. He was locked, and then he was like, well, I'm kind of doing a job here. And then Patrick Stewart went on the mic, and he's like, well, I was sitting down the back there, and I could see your belly. Like, that's like...
Patrick Stewart.
It's almost like, I can see your belly from back there, but he didn't say that. He's like, and I could see your belly. But anyway, Mark Jago, we cannot get into the new popo yet, because we have a bit of crypto news.
Here we go.
A one-lunged man is back for good. I should really write those down ahead of time.
That'd be an improvement.
Yeah.
Is that the cryptid news?
No, I'm about to get into the cryptid news. Okay. That was just the headlines this week. So, Mark Jago, Loch Ness Monster may be a giant eel, say scientists.
The creature behind the repeated sightings of the fabled Loch Ness Monster may just be giant eels, according to scientists. Researchers from New Zealand have tried to catalogue all living species in the loch by extracting DNA from water samples. Following analysis, the scientists have ruled out the presence of large animals said to be behind the reports of the monster. No evidence of prehistoric reptile called the plesiosaur or a large fish such as a sturgeon were found. Catfish was a suggestion, potentially could have been a wandering Greenland shark, but most likely a big eel.
You said species.
Okay. Do you want me to start to correct?
No, but it's a real cute way of saying talking. Oh, he was speechy to me.
Well, what do you think of that? It's not a big... Look, do you know what? I know you had a fucking lung replaced, but I have a cold.
Yeah, you do have a cold. I actually feel sorry for you now. You've got a bit of a sniffly red nose. I don't agree. It can't be an eel. It's a Loch Nessie.
Well, there you have it. Thank you very much. And that was the crypto news. I turned the volume down. Jay got him out of the habit.
It's so rusty. You're not Sister Act 2. I cannot have it.
Anyway, new Peppo. Our Peppo.
Our Peppo.
He's a new Peppo. Mark Jago, you're at a cool Japanese party.
Oh, nice. So I walk up
people
to...
People are playing Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast.
Oh, I fucking love Sonic.
And you walk in.
So I walk up to a Japanese lady and I'm like, hey, have you heard about the new Peppo? So I say, in Japanese folklore, the new Peppo was a genderless, anamorphous blob of flesh and skin. It used to walk around stinking of shit and had barely a hint of a face. In between its fold was implied fingers and toes. It used to dress up and pretend to be a doctor and knock into people's houses. Its name comes from the corruption of Nupepi, which is Japanese for a lady who wears too much makeup. And also another fact is, it used to wear makeup to try and look more human because it was such a pathetic creature.
If you take your dick out... I'm not from Japan. I will be very annoyed.
Oh, you shut up, you Nupepi.
Hey, so by calling a woman a new Peppo, you are saying you are a fat, smelly, flabby piece of shit who puts too much makeup on.
Exactly. So there's a new slang for all you incels out there.
You are now.
Yeah.
Why are these chads always going out with new Peppos?
New Peppos. I should be an Italian by the name of a new Peppo.
Delicious.
We're probably pronouncing it fucking mad weird. But this creature is one of the most pathetic endearing things.
I do like it. It reminds me of like a really sad Pokemon.
Yeah, it's like, it's fucking like muck or whatever. But
before we get into new Peppo, you did say something there that made me think, you know, how we pronounce things incorrectly.
Yeah.
Like pronouncing things absolutely correctly, like saying, you know, España.
Yeah.
You know,
That annoys me if someone who's not from Spain has had the lisp to it, I'm sort of like, no.
Do you want some chorizo?
Chorizo, yeah, something like some like Randall from D4 is in his
Randall.
Randall Savage is in D4 in bloody his fucking subway, and he's like, "Oh, can I have some chorizo and some olives?" Olives.
Japanese olives.
Yeah, but like
I can't. You can't pronounce things properly in the Japanese. And if I were to say, you know, jerk chicken, you know, that's racist.
No, if you went into a jerk chicken shop and were like, a jerk chicken, man, they'd be like, get out.
Yeah, they would.
You'd be in a bit.
They'd be like, please don't say that. Yeah. I'm conflicting between saying things. Like, I remember one time there was this Swedish girl I used to work with called Mille, yeah. Right? That's how you say it.
Mille,
yeah. Right? And then I used to call her Millie. Mm. I was like, how are you, Millie? And she goes, no, it's Mille. I will not answer to Millie. It's Millie. But then when she would say my name, she would say Tony.
So you couldn't turn around and be
so like... I'm like, well, no, say it exactly like I say it. Tony. With my Dublin accent as well.
Tony.
Say it, Tony. Tony. Yeah, my name's not Tony either, fucking Muppet. Do you know what I mean?
Millie.
So I think we should be allowed to say whatever we want. Go on.
Oh, new Peppo. Anyway, back to this Japanese ball of fat. It seems to want to be... human. Man. Like it dresses up like a doctor.
Yeah, how the fuck does something that essentially looks like a big belly, like doesn't have fingers, but it's just folds of fat, so back in, can dress up as a doctor?
Back in the Edo period, I looked this up, the doctors had specific outfits that they had to wear. If you just look it up, they're basically like, they'd have masks on and they'd be wearing like special headgear that denotes them as doctors. So it would be covering up most of itself.
Oh, right.
So it's a bit like hidden.
Edo period. Doctor.
Yeah, and it wanders around graveyards and abandoned temples.
What a poor guy. But this guy is not so fucking innocent.
Yeah, so I was saying about, we're going to bring it right back to our first, our little, how do I become this cryptid?
Oh, yeah. How do I become this cryptid? I can answer that.
So, the new Peppo, it stinks like shit. But if you eat a bit of new Peppo, you get eternal life.
Yeah.
Now, the eternal life comes with a curse. You turn into another new Peppo.
Oh.
So, there's no natural way of reproducing. There's like a history I read somewhere that this was actually some sort of sorcerer in Japan made this sort of Frankenstein creature of just globules of fat and stuck them together. But that seems to be someone just being, someone trying to sex up the new Peppo a bit, because it needs to be sexed up a bit.
But it also, doesn't it suck people's dead fat with a straw?
Yeah, so another thing is, that's why he wanders around.
That's not cool, man.
That's why they wanders around like graveyards and abandoned temples. It just looks for dead bodies and stuff. So its main sustenance is sucking fat, babe. If it did it to live people, like, it would be in LA, Silicon Valley.
That's funny. But it's doing, it's only sucking dead people's. This is, so it's kind of doing what we encourage on this show of consuming our dead.
Consuming our dead. That, we have to make a t-shirt with that. Sexy yeah. Beast say, consume your dead.
The consume your dead. Eat your dead. Bring out your dead for dinner.
Yeah.
But look, we know what it is. Mm. We know that it wears far too much makeup. Yeah. It should just be you, honey. And we know that it's a big, globby piece of fatty shit.
Adipose tissue.
Pulsating tissue.
Adipose tissue. It's fat, babe.
Where's that word from?
It's Latin. Adipose.
Well, you should say it fucking Latin, shouldn't you?
Nah. Adipose.
It's always Italian. Anyway, can it fight?
Fighting.
Well, I would say on the surface, a thing that looks like a young child with no fingers and no hostility in it whatsoever and is a big, it's boneless piece of shit.
Unaggressive and it's unlike angry. It's, it just wanders around.
Innocent,
yeah. But I have a first for this. I have a split score. I'll go into why I have a split score, but basically, first score.
Give it to me.
I give it a 3.
Okay, wow, you're giving scores up top. Who is this new man reborn from the hospital?
We need to just go into the reasons why, right?
Okay.
So, it stinks. That's a natural defense mechanism.
It stinks.
Everything stinks, yeah. Mr. Simpson. That's not the quote at all.
No,
please, Irish Simpsons fans, please don't get at me. it stinks. It's just a big pile of flesh. Mm-hmm. It's gross. If an intelligent creature comes against it, kicks it in the square, in the fold of fat, whatever.
Sure.
It's like, it might like absorb a bit of its shoe or something, but there's no sort of natural defense.
Mm.
But unintelligent creatures that use claws or fangs, you know where I'm going with this?
No.
If they eat a piece of this new Peppo, they turn into a fucking new Peppo.
Oh.
So, like, imagine a Kraken just fucking swallows a hole and it turns into like a million new Peppos.
Just one big new Peppo.
I don't know how it works. Would a dog wear shoes like this?
I'm thinking a big flabby mass. Sounds like America.
Oh, home of the grave.
Home of that fucking tangerine in the White House. Am I right?
Just after you said don't go political.
Okay, yeah, I did. Well, I said that in a bit that we've now deleted that you guys will never hear.
Oh, unless you pay our Patreon $100 a
day. Oh, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Yeah. All the shit that's deleted, just me and you. Just
oh, God, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Yeah, so
if you were to bite this, you could become this.
Yeah, so you basically change it over. So at feral cryptids, without knowing.
And that's why you've given it a 3.
No, that's 3 for the intelligent creatures.
Okay.
But I gave it an 8 for a sort of feral.
Unintelligent creatures.
Yeah, things that would bite or tear or gnash at it. Imagine this against the fucking Dobberku. Dobberku just bites straight into it, and then we're in a leech room surrounded by fat yolks.
Well, that.
Sounds like a fucking stag.
Well, do you know what? That does sound like a stag. Uh-huh.
You look like you got a moment of inspiration there, and you're like,
oh. I did, and then I sometimes find my best thoughts come from when I'm not listening to you, and I'm trying I want to interrupt you.
And then you say, but you know what?
Do you know what?
Yeah.
You mentioned something here now where intelligence is not something we should be investigating in the Premier Crypt.
Oh.
Because rather than having this thing be one or the other. You know, should we not be bringing down the intelligence of someone, upping the intelligence of others?
I think we cracked it. Feyk.
What?
Feyk. Score.
Feyk.
Intelligence. Yeah, but like, I think intelligence should be maybe added into description history or that. We wouldn't.
Potentially.
Yeah.
When we start printing our fucking multi-million-dollar top trumps.
By the way, we've got a few questions. Like in one episode, you actually did say you didn't want to print them, or like we weren't thinking of printing them. And we got a lot of messages saying, we'd pay you cash money right now.
Oh, really?
Them. Yeah. So
I don't remember saying that. I don't really know who I am on this show. I flip-flop very quick with my...
Yeah, he does. Like, Tony just said, asked me something that happened about 10 seconds ago sometimes.
I do.
Maybe it's, yeah.
Wait,
maybe
what? I give this a fighting of 2, Mark Jago. That's what I think. Two. Because it's an innocent piece of shit.
Thoughts? Yeah, no, that's the thing. You're right, though, because I'm dealing with it from the attacker's point of view. That's why I spit the scores. But on its own, its aggressiveness is non-existent. So, yeah, maybe when intelligence comes in, we can have a look at this and be like, yeah, bye.
Well, anything with fangs may try, and because this thing stinks.
It stinks.
This thing, like, if anyone with fangs come near this thing, will it even want to fight it?
It stinks. It stinks. It stinks.
Yes, Mr. Sherman, everything stinks.
You know what I mean?
Sherman. Yeah, I'm going to defer to you on the score. I'm going to go for a 2. I think I was a bit... I just full of energy, full of beans when I was doing this.
I totally get what you mean. Totally get what you mean. Against,
I think we cracked it, though. I think intelligence should be added to it as a literal thing.
Fecky.
Yeah. But doesn't... Feckus.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Although...
We won't implement it until the new season, obviously.
No, I think... well, actually, to be fair, adding anything to this podcast is probably a mistake. okay, I'm glad you've deferred to me. Yeah. Do I have my... Don't have it to hand, so that means we're not doing it.
Yay.
Next up, we have a little thing called evidence. Is this little fat man even real?
But what is the evidence, sir? I'm just writing something down.
Just had a brain idea there as well.
Yeah.
A brain idea. Yeah. What do you think of that?
What's the other types of ideas? I have
heart and gut ideas.
What's a gut idea? Give me one gut idea you've had in the past year.
A gut idea?
Yeah.
Eating KFC?
I defer to you on that one.
Okay, yeah.
I always decide by food, my gut, not my brain.
That's a bad decision. Apparently, that's the thing. Your man who does that that show, fucking Naked and Afraid, you know, the one who goes literally...
Oh, yeah.
He says that, I don't know, I think it could even be in Hawaii or it could be Polynesians, but there's people who basically they have three... They believe everyone has three brains, and one is gut, one is heart, and one is the mind.
Yeah.
And that you need to kind of be able to be in control and kind of at one with each one of them, because your gut can lie to you, and you can kind of have to communicate between all three of them.
So your heart could be telling the truth, and the brain, it's like that. Mm-hmm. There's three doors, two of them lie, and one of them
has to lie. The gut always lies. What's your most intelligent one?
My gut, probably.
Yeah.
I'm a big fucking... I believe in, if you're hungover or you're feeling tired or sick... The first thing that sort of comes to your head when you're hungry, like, so you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck, I'd love something real salty, is what your body needs. It's what's your body telling you that. I live by that. Like, the amount of times I've woken up and got loads of Cool Pops, like 20 Cool Pops, just because my body's like, I would love a Cool Pop now.
I've seen you get the maddest shit when you're hungover. I've seen you at the same time get a fizzy drink, a water, and a yop. And like just trying to figure out exactly how to get the best out of yourself.
Yeah. Sometimes you need the options. But then sometimes it can lie to you and you can end up with a block of cheese wrapped in ham eating it side of the road.
Happy days. Anyway, I had an idea there. Well, one of the things about this, because I was thinking, because I just call this guy a little flabby man. This is genderless.
Yeah.
This is a being of pure genderless beauty.
This could be the next
evolution. The icon of the gender fluid movement.
No, I wasn't saying like it could be.
You're right.
The evolution. You're right, Mark. It's the evolution of humans. Like, as we said, like the most perfect species are one single-celled organisms.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, ideally, I wouldn't want to. I'd like to keep my bones, you know.
Yeah.
But I would. I wouldn't want to evolve into a new Pepo. What percentage of woman do you think you are?
I say, because we're on the scales. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't know what the name of the scale is, but I say I'm really hairy. That's the issue. But I think woman-wise, I think I'm less masculine than a lot of people. Like I've had this discussion before that I do have sort of feminine traits. Like, and I've been told that I get on better with women than men.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love all my friends equally, but I've been told that like when at house parties or something like that, I generally gravitate towards groups of women than
men.
Yeah,
you do, and not in a sexy way as well. I've always been impressed with that.
Yeah, like I don't fancy any of them, or like, well, I do fancy, or no, listen,
I like to hang out with women, and I don't fancy women.
Not in the, like, I like hanging out with, like, do you ever see groups of lads and they have no female mates and you're like, well, that's just a detriment to them.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously not going to be sound or whatever. But yeah, I think I do have not like traditionally female tendencies, like stuff like that.
Yeah, do you know, as soon as I asked you that, I was like, well, whose definition of what's masculine?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, but who's put them down? So I think I'm me.
Hey, and why would you be anything else?
Anything else. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Does this exist, Jacob?
So a lot of word of mouth and not a lot of trouser, if you know what I mean. I don't know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean either.
So in 1609, there's a lot of manuscripts that...
the sexiest time there is.
1609.
Let's just say it was...
It's a sex number. It's a sex year. That's the year that 69 was invented.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of manuscripts and a lot of like Japanese writings that appear that sort of describe it. But it just stems from one writer in 1609 sort of did a little scribble in inside of a manuscript and said, this is a new Pepe. And then it was sort of like, it was sort of like a Japanese Edo period meme. And it sort of spread and they were like, oh, I see art saw too in... a graveyard. Oh, and manuscripts kept popping up. The most best description is 1781, where someone describes it as some sort of meat monster that wanders around and just like
super meat boy.
Super meat boy, exactly. And now there is a story of an 18th century shogun who smelt the smell outside of his castle, shogunate, and found this creature wandering aimlessly around its local area, and they said to the staff to get out, and they just herded it into a small cage and released it at the side of a mountain. And it sounds like the cutest little sort of like,
this is key as well. Like, I highly recommend, I probably should have said this up top, Google a picture of this new Beppo.
Well, we're gonna, the art for this is gonna be unreal.
Anyway, no, 100%.
The art is unreal. Ash
smashed it out of the bag this week. But look at some of like the early like, you know, wood carvings or whatever of these things. Like they just are the cutest little smushes.
Like
that stink like shit.
If you could sort of make this into like a little pet, like a Furby, with realistic flesh touch.
Yeah.
People would fuck it.
Yes.
No, but that's kind of sexy. But it's cute. It's so cute. It's so gosh damn adorable that I don't know if it exists, but I want it to.
I want it to exist.
It does look like that blobfish. Do you ever see that blobfish?
It does look exactly as the blobfish.
Do you ever see a blobfish though? Because the blobfish live so deep in pressure that they actually look inflated when they're swimming around, and they actually look pretty decent.
Oh, really?
But as soon as they're taken out, they just sort of, their body falls into this mess.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking proper Pokemon piece of shit. Jago, how many in the last 5 years? How many days? What's the longest amount of days you think you've gone without showering? Probably in the hospital, wouldn't it?
No, because I had even bath like a little.
Oh yeah, and you had
like splashed a little wet wipes or whatever.
Because sometimes if I haven't had like a shower in 2 days and I don't have anything to do, I'm like, I might see if I can ride this out. I might see what kind of smells I can get off myself.
I love showering. I think it, like all primates naturally do love cleaning themselves. That's why everyone feels great after a haircut and shit. Mm-hmm. But like there was one time I was pretty sick, I had a flu or something like that, and I think it was a good nearly 2 weeks before I was even better enough to like have
Jesus.
And at that
stage, yeah, you were fucking incapacitated.
Yeah, and at that stage, like armpits were fucking no go area.
Yeah,
and I literally refused any visits from anyone. And like, God, I farted so much.
Isn't it great when you get to a stage where you smell so bad you start to smell like curry? Do you ever get that?
Yeah, it's like this real sort of spicy pungent.
But like it gets spicy. I think I'm fascinated by my own pungent odors. Yeah. But I'm a very entitled man. Jago, this thing definitely doesn't exist.
No, listen.
Okay.
I think...
you have my undivided attention.
And that was it.
Okay. I give this an evidence of 3.
I give it an evidence of 3 as well.
Yay!
I just like to sometimes... I hate when I say it, but I love to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah.
But look, this is where it gets really juicy. Is it cool? Cool, baby. Yes.
I think this could be a mascot for fucking anything. Billy Roll Ham, mascot.
Yep.
Spam, mascot. KFC, mascot. Hamburgers, mascot.
I think it should be a mascot for Killeen Bags.
What's Killeen Bags?
Black Sacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Or is it Kilken?
Kilken. No, Kilken. Macaulay Kilken. No, Killeen. Yes, Killeen Bags. They definitely should be a black bag manufacturer saying this, but like, and he's putting himself in the bag.
He's putting himself, I'm dirty.
I'm dirty.
Or Lynx.
Yeah, like he falls out of your armpit and just sort of rolls around. He's like, I'm dirty.
I'm dirty, though.
Please don't look at me, Iceman.
Please wash me.
Oh, he's so sad.
I think he's mad cool. I mean, You got a fat blob of shit who dresses up as a doctor to try and get close to you, wears too much makeup, and sucks fat with a straw. What's not to like?
He just wants to be loved.
Yeah.
Like, and what's, like, the deepest emotion is love, and we all deserve it.
Well, let's flip it on the other side.
Mm.
Mark Jago, you know...
Would you be and a new Peppo?
I wouldn't want to be a new Peppo, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm sorry... If you're a publicly smelly guy, you got the smelly rep.
Yeah.
People, like, I know of a few people who are called, you know, like, Smelly John.
Smelly.
Or Smelly Peter, or whoever it is. Yeah. You're miming one at me, and I know who you're talking about.
That's the thing.
But these are reputations that go with you.
There's always
and there, and that's not cool.
Yeah. They do stick, even if you do become the unsmelly person, like, they do stick. Like a person I specifically know.
Yeah.
Like, probably smells great now, but like back in the day, the sesh days, the heavy sesh days, heavy monster sound.
Yeah.
They used to just go out and get fucking rat arse and then just never washed and changed or whatever. Yeah. That. But they're still referred to as a new Peppo.
You know, I remember there was a guy I used to hang out with. He always, always smelled like chicken soup.
Yeah, for the soul.
On the skin.
Chicken soup on your skin.
on your skin. But it actually tastes like, it got to a point where every time I hung out with him, I was hungry.
Because I wouldn't mind a bit of chicken soup.
But we shouldn't smell like these.
There's a person whose mother used to like tell.
Who's she? The cat's mother?
I don't want to say names, but like we used to come in playing football or whatever that. And we would smell. We would smell, but we wouldn't. Like, it's natural for boys if we're playing football or like that, yada, whatever. But you go and lay towels down on everything we sat on so that. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
No.
she used to lay stuff down, so, and then she'd like come in and we'd be sitting in the room and she'd open all the windows holding her nose while we were sitting in the room, like, and that for a little bit I wouldn't go back to the house because I didn't want to be referred to as a smelly boy, even though like it was a tiny bit of sweat, and fresh sweat doesn't smell.
No,
that's why if someone's sweating loads, I'm like, grand, whatever, they're not supposed to stinky, but if someone's sweating loads and just like, that's dirty sweat,
it's fine, you know. And especially I found like doing, you know, you do improv or you do acting and stuff like that. It's a sweaty job. And a lot of time you're there and you're surrounded by, you're giving hugs to sweaty people.
When we did the Dumb Podcast Festival last year, I was fucking wearing a black bag and around my...
Black bag and a fucking leather gimp mask.
Yeah, and I've never sweated as much as that on, because on stage lights were fucking beaming.
Yeah.
And people were coming up and like giving me hugs and stuff, and I was like, please don't judge me on this one, because they'll go back to their friends and be like, so I was at that podcast and I hugged that Jago lad. Stinks.
He's a new Peppo.
So yeah, we're bringing that in as a new thing. Peppo.
So we think he's cool for that, but yet if we had a mate who was like that, well, I mean, people kind of get a pass as you're older, you know, but remember growing up and you're like, that's a smelly guy. He's not cool.
He's a new Peppo. I think it's cool because we've literally just introduced new words to like the lexicon.
It's the worst thing you can be called.
Yeah. You're a new Peppo, man.
You're a new Peppo.
Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? You're a new Peppo. Your dick's hanging out.
What's it? Because new Peppo doesn't roll off the tongue. What's like a new... Like, you're a noob?
You're a noobie.
You fucking noob.
You noob.
Don't be fucking asking me that, you fucking noob.
He hasn't watched him play in days.
She's a fucking noob. That's for sure.
Yeah. Wears too much makeup.
Yep. I give it a cool of 8.
I forgot how microphones work.
Yeah, okay.
I give it a cool of 8 as well.
Woohoo!
We're on the same vibe.
I think we're syncing up again. Mm. But look, is it fuckable? Sex appeal. People have their kinks.
Yeah, it's an anamorphous blob with no facial features, and it's just a big pile. Now, the way I've described it isn't like you'd be kissing a bloody mollusk, but some people are into that. Which is very sexy.
If this was clean, I would fuck the shit out of this thing.
The thing is that it's not. It stinks. It's categorically known for its stink.
Well, I'd get in those folds and I'd give them a good rinse.
I wouldn't particularly have sex with this creature, but I think in a threesome scenario, it could be used as some sort of sex toy, which is kind of, you know, like a bit of play, a bit of sex slime.
Would you fuck Ditto?
Yeah, because it could turn into anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd make it turn into myself.
A big vagina.
And the climate.
Like, this is actually shit to fuck.
You make me feel really small. I think that definitely somewhere in the dark web, there is definitely like latex new Peppo dolls that are going around that you can buy and fuck.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
And I would love to go to town.
1 meter tall new Peppo dolls.
Oof.
You'd have to spritz it with some sort of gick spray.
Some nice little Febreze. Now, I would love to, I wouldn't love to, but I imagine people have their kinks. I remember seeing someone, I don't know, remember it was a Reddit thing, but I don't know if it was, what's the weirdest sexual thing you've ever heard or weirdest kink you've heard someone was into? And I think the most upvoted thing was a friend of mine told me that every time her husband goes to the bathroom, she wipes him. And that's like their kink, and they both love it. And she apparently said that to her friend while they were like having a smoke and then went back to playing board games. That's fucking disgusting.
Do you ever hear a blumpkin?
Nope.
It's getting a blowjob while you're having a shit. Like, there's generally a kink for anyone out there.
Actually, no, sorry, I shouldn't shame.
Yeah, exactly. Kink shaming. But kink shaming both is my kink.
Oh.
You
should be that wipe your partner's.
If you're both into it and you're not harming another person or you're not trying to force it onto anyone else that doesn't want to be involved, go to town, wipe my arse. No, wipe their arse.
Okay.
Oh, no, I've revealed it's me. It's been you all along, Austin. I can't come unless. You're looking at me.
Okay. You've made that very difficult for me. You've made this working relationship very difficult because of this kink. Although I understand the physics of the blumpkin.
Yeah.
Satisfaction, non-satisfaction.
I read a story. It's like relationship advice. These are always so fake, but like I read this one. So this guy convinced his girlfriend to do like a captain and a cabin boy role play. So she was the captain and he was the cabin boy. And it was a real sort of, he wanted her to do like a Northern Ireland accent and stuff. And they got like real intense and it was whatever. And she thought, okay, grand. It's the best relationship I've ever had. I love him to bits.
Yeah.
This is grand. Then one day they were out at a family venue.
Well, he made her do an accent.
Yeah. So he made her do a Northern Ireland accent and he was a cabin boy and she was like really disapproving of his work. It was like, this is a shit boat you're doing now.
Very good.
It's like, you're
a shit accent you're doing now.
This shit accent I'm doing now. There's a bomb on the boat.
Why does it always have to be a bomb?
I don't know. 66.
Okay.
Money penny.
Very good. Very good. Nice turnaround.
But so they were at their they went to a family event.
Yeah.
And it came up in, like, this was in America, and it came up that the mother was originally from Northern Ireland. And the father and mother met while they were Greenpeace activists on boats, and she was captaining a boat. And the dad was not a captain boy, but he was another part of the whatever. Mm. So, and they, and he was conceived while they were on the boat. So he had a kink where it was like a bastardization of his own conception.
You know, that's different to what I know and I'm comfortable or familiar with.
Yeah.
But I think that there is a weird part of our brain where I think we have, sometimes we kind of switch sex with some sort of like binary on-off switch. And like,
we associate it with something that shouldn't be sex.
Yeah, but like if your parents had sex to make you, like, I don't know if he's, you know, we would view that like he wants to fuck. He directly wants to fuck his mom, or he directly wants to fuck his dad.
Syndrome.
But I don't, you know, it could be a case where there's a level of love and respect and he thinks that that's very romantic. And maybe, like, what if he's not kind of, if he's not grossed by his parents having sex, then maybe he, you know what I mean? Because we kind of, like,
We would be grossed out by
it. We would be grossed out by any kind of idea of our parents having sex, but we kind of shouldn't be, because it is kind of some,
well,
I mean, kids come from people coming. Kids come from people coming together.
No, but think about
that's the most intense peak of love. A kid comes out. That's the idea behind it.
Well, if you think about it, like, most of us were conceived in bed by our parents, so we're technically role playing how we were conceived.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on. In fact, going off to sea, you know. Well, I know someone else who did it, but it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. So, kinks are great.
Kinks are great, and that is why I think, look, New Peppo, what you got under them folds?
What you got under them folds? Because numerous pockets.
Numerous pockets.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever heard of the kink of bagpiping or slick legging, bagpiping is when you lube up the underarm and you slick have legging. Sex with that, and slick legging is the same with the between the legs. Mm. If you're into...
Also a really good tango dancer nickname.
Slick leg.
Slick leg.
slick legs after bagpiping again. So if you're into a nice slippery little kink, this show is gross. We're just getting back in the habits. This is track two. I give it a sex appeal of 6.
I fucking... That written out.
Wow.
Because sometimes it seems like we just fucking write the scores arbitrarily as they come up. But I have this written out, so it's canon.
Well, there you have it. Jago, exactly what are the scores? The
scores are fighting 3, evidence 3, cool 8, sex 6. So that leaves a grand total of 20.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great. It's low, but listen, we had a lot of fun. It's a little cutie pie.
It's a little cutie pie. So, Jago, I believe we have a freak encounter.
Yeah, this one comes in from Dean. It's been a while, but... It's been a while.
Well, here we go. We're welcome there. A little freak encounter. Chicka-caca. No matter what they tell us. Chicka-caca. Freak encounters. Oh, brilliant. Lovely. So here we have a little freak encounter. Sup, lads. I'm going to turn that down there. Sup, lads. Love the show. Oh, sorry, this is from Dean.
Yeah.
Sup, lads. Love the show. Listening since episode 1 and I haven't missed one yet. Arse kiss, yada yada. Flattery will get you everywhere, Dean. My freak encounters came from my childhood. Well, I had many, being a bit of a freak magnet and all, but this one's particularly creepy. I'm a traveller, and in the summers we used to go off for a few months on the road. We met up with my family and they told my father, don't pull the caravans we owned into a boreen near where they were camped. So that's, I'm going to say that one more time again. Don't pull the caravans we owned into a boreen near where they were camped. They told him it was badly haunted. if, of course, my father, being a stubborn realist, ignored their advice. We pulled in there, and that night the caravans began bouncing from side to side violently. There was banging on the windows and the roof. All the furniture inside was thrown around, and we all screamed, holding the blankets over our heads. Just as quick as it started, it stopped. The next morning, when we stood outside, on both sides of the caravans were huge handprints that were 3 feet wide. Fucking hell. Needless to say, my father never pulled down that fucked up boreen again.
That don't sound like no ghost.
That ain't afraid of no ghost. That is a giant man. Thanks for that, Dean. And thanks for introducing me to some new traveller lingo.
Boreen, a narrow country Irish road.
There you are. That's probably not even traveller lingo. That's probably just me being a gormless dub.
Yacking to the extreme.
Thanks for that, Dean. And thank you, everyone. Please send in your freak encounters to sexybeastspod@gmail.com. Mark Jago, have you got a Japanese proverb?
I do, but before that, I want to say thank you for listening, and keep an eye and keep an ear out for the Sexy Beast Gaff Party.
Sexy Beast Gaff Party, which hopefully we'll maybe be announcing maybe in a week or two.
A week or two from here. But anyway, I love you, Tony.
I love you too.
And here is a Japanese proverb.
Yeah,
you can worship a sardine's head if you believe in it enough. Oh,
you got that sexy beast. You're just so sexy. Are you a Loch Ness monster? Or are you Bigfoot, cryptid, supernatural vampires, banshees, Tony and Jago? Oops, there's a Wendigo. Hey, 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 come on after me. Who the fuck said you could laugh at me, smack with me? With a Bigfoot dick you could slap with me? Blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a Bigfoot dick and a Loch Ness monster, pussy. Baby, sexy beast.
This has been a Headstuff Podcast Network, and I'm a new Peppo.